Hello, it is Diaper Perv, and we are back for part two of the Ask Me Anything about my time as a former diaper fantasy facilitator. I've got my microphone, I'm nice and comfy after lunch, and I am holding a diaper just for fun. Now let's get to it. Remember, all opinions are my own. These are my own experiences. Every fantasy facilitator will have their own limits and things that they are comfortable with and will do or not do. Number 16, have you ever worn diapers yourself, even just as research? And that's from Personalius on Twitter. So, I did not wear diapers, even for research, until the first time someone I was playing with put me in them. And I think that was in 2018. So I had gone many, many years without ever putting one on. So I would have to gather all my research about diapers, how they performed, how they functioned, the differences between them all by observing them on other people. Now when he did put one on me and I got to wet it, then I could actually feel how they functioned. Does that make sense? I understood their functionality. I saw how the pee spread. And then after that, what was the next time? It was with a play partner in LA. And he put me in one and we played. And then I also slept in one when I was with him one of the nights. It was fun. I mean, I didn't have to get out of bed to use the bathroom. So that was really convenient. And I didn't find it too warm or anything. So yeah, it was pretty comfortable. And nowadays, I only wear them with play partners, obviously. And I do enjoy being diapered while pegging because I find that the strap-on harness and the strap-on itself sits better over a diaper, if I'm diapered, than over my clothes. Because a lot of times I wear baggy pants and joggers and cargo pants, and then the harness gets all it crunches up my pants. So it's better if I'm just diapered. And then it's hot because they get to diaper me, and then they really enjoy it on a whole other level. Seeing that reaction from them is really fun and gratifying. Number 17, did you ever get attached to anyone, and how do you deal with people who do get attached? Okay, so one of my clients turned into my play partners. I mean, a lot of my clients. This is how I find play partners, okay? Full disclosure, no surprise there. But one of the earlier play partners I had was a client and became a play partner. And I felt like we did have a mommy baby relationship, and I did get attached, and it was a little tough when he had to leave the area. So it happens. I mean, you just have to take things into perspective and understand what the dynamic is versus the relationship. And being able to compartmentalize definitely helps. Obviously, hubby comes first with everything. And as long as my time isn't taken up too much to the point where it's destructive or I'm not doing all the other things I'm supposed to, then I don't see an issue with it. I mean, with any dynamic, sometimes things come to a close and you just have to accept it or change it. It's just life. I'm definitely not poly. I can tell you that much. So a dynamic is a dynamic. It's not a relationship. because I'm not poly. I just don't have all that effort and time into me to make any type of commitment, you know. That's just me. So, number 18, best diaper you ever perved. What is that even supposed to mean? Best diaper I ever perved. I can tell you that there was this one cutie, and he booked like a good long day with me, and in the course of that day I made him come three times, and I came twice. I don't know why I didn't go for a third one to match it up, that but I was good with two. Sometimes I don't like coming too much because I rather stay DH. DH means diaper horny, rather than come. Because there are times when I come and if the diaper is still there and everything is going well, then I'm still DH. But I guess I just chose to be DH longer that day. But I remember the first time I made him come, it was in the car and we were about to go into changing times, and I used the vibrator on him. And he came so fast in his diaper in the car, and I was like, OMG, oh no, this is like so, like I just picked you up from the airport and this already happened, oh no, I mean, I'm panicking because I'm thinking, oh no, it's gonna be over, like you're not gonna be DH anymore. But he assured me he is still DH, and he came two more times that day without like too much effort. So I guess he just comes a lot. And there are people that do, that can come a lot in their diapers and not lose that feeling and not be turned off of it. So applause to you guys. Yeah, if we're doing a session, then I would want to know that in the beginning so I don't feel bad about, you know, if you come right away, and that you could keep going. That's definitely a vote of confidence. You're probably wondering, how did he make me come? He sat on my face and wet his diaper. That is my favorite thing. It's just having my face down there. You probably already know this, so it's not news to you. I would say maybe that's the best diaper. There's so many great sessions. There's this one really hot guy also from the Midwest, and we had a great pegging session and lots of diaper coming. He could come multiple times in his diaper. Number 19, what is the largest number of people you've worked with in a single session? Not more than two. That's it. I've had either two ABDLs or one ABDL and one caregiver. And sometimes I would be instructing or helping the other caregiver in, I guess, showing them what to do or different ways to do things, different verbiage, how to set the scene, almost like instruction, like instructing them. If there were more than two people that wanted a session, yeah, sure, that would be really fun. Number 20, were you ever someone's first time back in diapers? Absolutely, yes. There have been people that have only fantasized about all this and never went and got diapers to try themselves. So I would be the first person to put them back in him, where they didn't already put them on themselves in the privacy of their own home. And I also have had a couple of sessions where they experienced something traumatic when they were young and they wanted to like relive that moment and work through it. So I've done that. And I've also used diapers as a form of punishment for people who have like fantasized about diaper punishment type scenes along with other kinks, and diapers were part of it. So yes, those were all like first timers, and there were a good number of them. Not the majority by any means, but there was a decent number of them. Next question, 21. How often did you encounter clients that would switch between baby, puppy, kitten, sub, toy, etc.? Was it difficult to switch things up and handle, or did you keep just to age play? So, as I talked about in my first video, the majority of people that did sessions with me were not age players or did not identify themselves as age players. So pretty much what I'm doing is reacting to you. That's it. I'm facilitating the fantasy, but you're the player. You're the key player. You're the star. And things are just happening around you. So I'm reacting to however you're acting. So it's not like, hey, you be puppy now. Once I stamp my finger. It doesn't work like that. Like, things are fluid all the time. And if you are in different spaces, that's you, right? I'm just reacting to it. If you're in this way, then I'm reacting to this. And if you're wanting something else, then there's no like, okay, now I'm going to be four. You know, it doesn't work like that. You're just you, and I'm just me. And that's it. So no, it wasn't difficult at all. It's very organic. You're just being yourself because it's about you and your time. So whoever you are, whether you're a baby, kitten, dragon, and then at one point you're bratty and then one point you're submissive, that's who you are. So no, it shouldn't be difficult, I hope, for other fantasy facilitators. And the thing is, okay, it's gonna sound like judgmental, but if this is something you're really into, like as the facilitator, it shouldn't be hard. It was none of it was ever difficult for me, unless I was asked to do a scenario with a lot of elements that I personally wasn't like comfortable with, like cuckolding, right? That was very requested, but then I would have to talk about me or their wife describing sexual acts, and I'm very asexual, so that part was a little weird for me to describe that, because all of that makes me uncomfortable, you know. But that's just a me thing. There would be some people who would be like, yeah, that's a piece of cake, I can do that in my sleep, it's just who I am and my comfort level and in a lot of things. Just remember, I'm super duper ace. Number 22, did you ever do sessions with middles? How rare are they? So, it's funny because a lot of people who said that they don't consider themselves an age player, which to me, age play is just pretending to be a different age than your chronological age. So even if you're a teenager, like you're pretending to be a teenager, you're age playing. If you're pretending to be a middle, that's age playing. So a good number of people wanted to be in a middle age category and just have a babysitter and stepmom or whatever do this thing. So it's not rare at all. There was a very good number of people who were, I guess, middles. 23. What is the weirdest, in my opinion, someone asked you to do? What's the weirdest thing someone asked me to do? I don't really consider like any type of fed, like thing that's adjacent to diapers, weird. Anal play, great. Bisexuality, oh, I love it. So the weirdest is probably this guy who successfully booked with me via email, did the deposit, and I don't know how he looked at my site and decided this is the person I want to do this fantasy with. But I didn't discover this until he was sitting here in outside the nursery and we're talking about it. But he wanted his, you know, stepmom or mommy to bust him and then do that to him. You see, I can't even say the word, do that to him. And I'm like, what? Without diapers? Well, first of all, I'm completely not sexual. Like, you can see that on my site. So I'm not doing that motion with my hands on your private parts. I don't know how you thought that would be okay because my site is so specific. So I had to ask him to leave very quickly and politely and tell him this is not something I do or offer. I'm not sure how this fell through the cracks, but it's kind of annoying because I put forth my time into negotiating, like communicating with them, and then taking the time out of my day that I blocked off for that session. So it is annoying. And yeah, that's a little disrespectful because I feel like, oh, they're trying to trick me into doing some stuff I'm totally not comfortable with. And that makes me really angry. Because I asked him, like, how did you come to this conclusion? And he saw, oh, well, you do mommy stuff. I'm like, no, I can play an ABDL mommy. And that didn't even register. Like, I don't understand. You really have to be searching for me to find me. So, anyways, okay. So 24, or is it 25? What parts or aspects of a session are the most fun for me? For you? For me? The most fun is when I see the person having fun and enjoying themselves and getting lost in the moment. Whether it's little space, whether it's a super happy DL space, it's all good. I think when I see them afterwards being accepting of themselves and being happy with themselves and not being ashamed, that's the most fun for me. 26. What part or aspect of a session turns you on the most? I mean, that's very specific. To the person, to my dynamic and connection with the person. And I can't really answer that because it's different for different people that I feel like I have a good connection with or that I'm DH with. Does that make sense? So it could be something so simple from a simple diaper check or snoofing, or just seeing them in the diaper and touching it, to pegging. So it runs a gamut. 27. What do you wish people would ask for more often? I would say maybe prostate massage. And also, like, by curiosity, like by talk, where I talk about, you know, a daddy coming in and they have to please them. I really enjoy that. I really enjoy all aspects of bisexuality. And maybe more bubble baths. I've done a good number of bubble baths. And what I would hear from them afterwards was, whoa, that really put me into little space. And I did not expect that. And bubble baths are fun because I just get to play with them in the bath and make bubbles and also clean them, but also dry them off. but also put them back in a diaper after they're clean. So that's nice. Number 28, would you consider coming back into pro sessions in the future? And there's things about pro sessions that need to change so people would be nice. Okay, so that is a really difficult two-parter that I'm trying to figure out what. Okay, so people are nice. People are very, very respectful. People are not nice. I find that all the ABDLs I've dealt with for wanting an in-person session, a greater number of them, like pretty much all of them, are so respectful and kind and aware, more so than the people who wanted like dominatrixy femdom sessions in that small period that I tried. I felt like the people who wanted the dom sessions were kind of rude and not aware and not respectful. And ABDLs are more than respectful. In fact, almost to a point of not wanting to be themselves too much, and because they're scared that they would piss me off or something. And it's like, well, I'm a pretty chill person. Like, you're not gonna piss me off unless you do something just actually disrespectful. I would not consider coming back and doing diaper fantasy facilitation for money, because I don't know, I'm not super comfortable with my age, and I'm like, now I'm like an old middle-aged woman doing this, and I feel weird because I'm 47 now. Like, that's middle age. That's not even like the start of middle age. That's like real middle age. So I'm good. I'm just gonna have fun. I don't want responsibility. I just want to have fun. 29, or is this 30? I don't know. If you could go back with your current knowledge and do it all again from the start, would you? And how would this affect you? I would do things totally differently. First of all, I would have picked Diaper Perv as my name from the get-go, and I would have branded myself cohesively and confidently. My site would have looked completely different. It would have all the information. I would have had, deposits right away. I would have offered video and text and phone call sessions right from the get-go. In fact, I would have done it like way earlier, like probably when I moved to this country in 2011, I would have started all of that. And I would have advertised in a lot more places. And I think if I had started earlier, I would have been a lot more open-minded at a younger age than I was now. But you know, this is my life now, and that's how I progressed. And I also would have had my boundaries set. I would not have let the people that like encroach themselves into my life and my private life. They wouldn't have even gotten there. They would not have gotten that far. So I would have a better balance between people that were like clients and people that were friends. And I would definitely choose my friends a lot more carefully. And take my personal time into consideration and treat my personal time with more respect. And yeah, I would have done everything differently. And I would have made a bigger impact on the ABDL community. I would have done so earlier. I would have, I don't know, probably helped with a lot more convention stuff and done a lot more community stuff and community outreach. How would this affect you? I don't know. I'd probably be more popular and have a bigger following. But I would be more balanced and probably not have quit at the time I did. But I did it. And now I'm just having fun with my play partners. Ooh, I look like a candy cane right now. Look at the stripes on me. That's cool. Anyways, Happy New Year. I hope you have a wonderful year full of growth, exploration, and finding yourself, and also having fun while you do so, because I am going to try that. This year has been like such a crazy year for me in terms of growth, because, okay, I'll admit that I was a very closed-minded person, and this is a year where I wanted to try new things, try new experiences, and be less closed-minded and judgmental about stuff. And I did it. I don't even know who this person is that I am this year. And I think it has to do with like just understanding them, getting older, and that, you know, time is finite. And I want to see different things and see how different people experience things, how they live. And I guess, yeah, I'm just more open-minded. That's the best way I could describe it. I've just tried more things this year than I ever have. So I hope the year is great for you. And I think my next video is going to be a live video on YouTube, and it is going to be about my ABDL bucket list and what I have yet to experience and try. All right, so have a great day, and I will talk to you later. Bye.